USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited El Paso and Dayton to honor the 31 people killed in mass shootings over the weekend. He was met by protesters demanding action against gun violence. Tempers flared at the El Paso Walmart Memorial even before the president's visit. Some people told a woman who was wearing a MAGA hat that it was disrespectful. A large number of protesters also turned out near a hospital that the president visited. The president spoke about his visit.
We went to the hospital, just came from the hospital. We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be. It was supposed to be just a fairly quick. We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The House Judiciary Committee is suing to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to testify to Congress. It also challenges the Trump administration's efforts to block former White House employees from cooperating with congressional leaders. The legal action comes as more than half of House Democrats support impeachment proceedings against President Trump. ICE says it's the largest immigration enforcement sweep in a single state in U.S. history. Immigration agents raided 7 food processing plants in southern Mississippi, arresting almost 700 people.
In what is believed to be the largest single state immigration enforcement operation in our nation's history.
U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst. The raids happened in 6 small Mississippi villages with a workforce of mostly Latino immigrants. The federal agents fanned out across the plants and surrounded them to prevent any of the workers from escaping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities are now calling the mass shooting at a Northern California garlic festival last month a case of domestic terrorism. USA's Chris Barnes has the update.
Officials have announced that the young gunman who took his own life after police had wounded him had a list of other possible targets, including religious and political institutions, as well as courthouses, in addition to that food festival he struck. No specifics have been given, but all of the sites are being notified. The 19-year-old suspect accused of opening fire at the garlic festival, killing 3, including 2 children, and wounding 13 others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A girl who was sentenced to life for killing a man who had kept her as a sex slave has now been released from jail. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Centoya Brown walked free from a Tennessee prison on Wednesday after serving 15 years behind bars for the murder of a man she says bought her so he could have sex with her when she was 16. Former Democratic Governor of Tennessee Bill Haslam explains his decision to grant Brown clemency on the Today Show.
Centoya really had done what we hope happens when people are incarcerated. In the end, we decided the right thing and that society was better off with Centoya out of prison.
Advocates for sex trafficking victims say Brown's release 36 years early is a victory for their cause. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.